Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. AskPat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 588 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. We have a great question today from Luke Guide. All right, here's today's question from Luke.
Hi, Pat. My name is Luke Guy. For starters, I want to say thank you, sir, for the inspiration from SPI and from Ask Pat. From those two, I'm able to generate an income every month more than my full-time job. And that's because of your inspiration, sir, and I thank you. So here's my question. The income is coming from a website that I have called lookguy.com, and I'm, you know, talking about SEO guidelines, interpreting guidelines from Google, and how I'm taking my interpretation and growing my clients and my business together. So from that, I'm wanting to create a podcast based on that. I love to talk. I love connecting, and I feel like this is a great opportunity. However, I don't want this to flop, and I would really love a pre-launch strategy, a plan for me to stick to really make this thing take off. I looked online, and there's not really a pre-launch strategy out there for podcasting. So if you had to come up with one, what would you suggest for me to do within the next 2 to 3 months before my podcast is released? Hopefully you get back with me, Pat. And if you would, send me a shirt. That would be amazing. And I do appreciate you, sir. And hopefully I hear back from you. Thank you, sir. And you have a good one. Goodbye.
Hey, Luke, what's up? Thank you so much for the question, man. I appreciate it. First of all, congrats on all your success. I think it's awesome that you're out there and you're helping everybody, especially in the world of SEO. And, you know, it seems like things are going well. And I think it's very smart of you to consider doing a podcast, because a podcast for me has been the number one thing that has helped to grow my business. It's helped to develop on a scalable level real relationships with people, because when you think about it, everybody out there is listening to you in their ears, and you can do that on a scalable level. And that power of the voice is just so incredible. So great job. I think it's the right thing to do for a lot of brands. And if you have an inkling of a thought that you might want to do a podcast, I would recommend that any of you out there, you know, to get it set up, go to podcastingtutorial.com. That's my free tutorial on how to get a podcast set up. It's helped thousands of people get their podcasts up, and it's completely free. There's no opt-ins or emails required. It's 6 high-quality videos that walks you through all the things from equipment to how to record to getting your podcast up, and you know, it's the thing I wish I had when I first started. So Luke, or anybody else, if you need some of those pointers moving forward with that, great. Podcastingtutorial.com is the place to go. Now, in terms of a pre-launch strategy, this is kind of the next level of asking questions or podcasting tips for those who are just starting out. So I think this is great. So in terms of starting out, you could start now. Even if you don't have a podcast, even if you don't know what you're going to be talking about, just hinting at the idea with your audience that you're going to be doing something like this is a great pre-launch strategy. Why? Because you're actually teasing this idea. You're getting people to know and get used to the fact that you're going to come out with something. So what I would do is actually survey your audience and even talk to people individually about what your show should be. I think part of the pre-launch strategy is actually figuring out what your show is about and what is it going to be, what topics people want to cover. I think that's primarily one thing that you could do very easily on social media channels. Say, hey guys, I'm thinking about starting a podcast. What topics would you like to see me discuss? And if you could somehow get people involved in that way, I mean, that's an immediate touch point that is going to plant a seed in people's head and be reminded of it later on. And they're going to have multiple touch points between now and the point at which you launch, of course. But just starting with something like that, where you're getting your audience involved, especially those who are going to be raving fans of you already, I mean, they're going to be really excited about it, and they're going to help. It's going to help them to get behind it even sooner. One thing that I heard the other day that I hadn't heard anybody do, which is a very popular strategy in the book world, that kind of relates to what I just mentioned, is to create a pre-launch group or a sort of a street team, if you will. So in the book world, creating a street team of 100 people or even 50 can be very beneficial because you give them early access to the manuscripts, you get immediate feedback, you get them all excited about it. And in exchange for that, you get reviews, you get subscriptions, you get, or not subscriptions for books, but you get people who purchase it, even though they got the free one, a lot of them will continue to buy through because they've just gotten so much value from you. And also share it and post reviews on their own sites, not just on Amazon, about those books. And you can do the same thing with a podcast. I think this is something that many podcasts could have benefited from. I know I could have too. I just didn't think about it. But I want to pass it on to you, Luke, and everybody else out there. So what you do is actually, there's a great podcast episode. Let me see if I could find it. Pre-launch group, smart passive income. So there was an interview I did with Daniel Decker. Actually, that didn't look it up. Where Daniel Decker, smart passive income. Ah, there it is. Okay, episode 198 of Smart Passive Income. So smartpassiveincome.com/session198. That's going to give you access to building a book launch street team. And that is for my new book, Will It Fly? All the strategies mentioned in that episode by Daniel Decker, who is managing that launch team, can be applied to launching anything, really, a course, a membership site, and, of course, a podcast, which is why I'm mentioning it here. So, again, that's episode 198 of the Smart Passive Income Podcast. Do that. Get 50 people to apply to get early access to your podcast and some of this sort of, at the time, it would be kind of exclusive content. So record an episode, for example, or two of what you think this thing is going to be like. Share it with those people who are in this sort of private Facebook group that you create and get immediate feedback on it. Get people excited about it. And of course, in exchange, you can get people to, on the day that it launches, imagine launching your podcast and knowing 100% that you have this group of 50 to 100 people, even 20 people would be huge, that are going to subscribe, that are going to leave reviews, that are going to share it. I mean, that's huge, especially when you're launching. So having this launch team behind the launch of your podcast is a smart idea. I would also tease bits and pieces. Once you have sort of a bank of episodes, I would obviously launch with more than one episode. I guess it's not obvious to those of you who haven't launched a podcast, but that's something that I didn't do, and it was a huge mistake. I launched my podcast in July of 2010 with one episode, and that was bad because I share that episode with my existing audience, like you have an existing audience, Luke. And if you just had one episode and you said, hey, guys, here's my first podcast episode, and of course, mine was about all the episodes that were coming, I mean, there's just nothing else to get. And because it was kind of just telling people what the podcast was about and there was hardly any value in that way, it just didn't work out very well. I even got some one-star reviews like, hey, Pat, where's the rest of the stuff? Like, come on, we're ready for it. So launch with 3 to 5 live. When you go to iTunes and you submit your RSS feed, again, podcastingtutorial.com will walk you through that process. Make sure you have at least three podcast episodes live before you actually sort of make this big event out of the launch. And that would work very, very well because more people are going to be able to listen to more episodes. They get in front of more of your calls to actions. You're going to have more opportunities for people to subscribe. Obviously, it's going to be more downloads, which is going to tell iTunes that this new show is worth listening to. You're going to get into new and noteworthy much faster. You're going to get into the what's hot list most likely, and you're going to be able to rank. Rankings are always the following in a shortest period of time: subscriptions, downloads, ratings, and reviews. So get as many of those as you can in the shortest period of time. You might also want to tease some sort of contest beforehand. So getting people to move in some way, shape, or form, giving something away to the first number of people who leave reviews, or that would work very well. That's Chris Ducker and I, when we launched the One Day Business Breakthrough podcast, which is coming back, guys. I know it's been almost over a year now, I think. It is a show that Chris Ducker and I both want to continue to do. We've just been both working on each of our own separate projects, but we're going to come back and do it, promise. So that's that. When we launched that podcast, it launched extremely high. in the rankings in the overall pod. It was like number 17 overall podcast, I think, when it launched. And part of that reason was because we had a lot of people leave reviews because there was a contest around it. And we actually gave away T-shirts and we would randomly read off a review every day for the first week. We came out with 5 episodes, and then I think we came out with one each day for that week just to make a huge deal out of it. Now, you don't have to do that, but I would have a bank of podcast episodes just recorded already, so you have those handy. And the cool thing you can do, especially with those first few episodes, Luke, this is something that the guys over from Lead Pages did very well with their Conversion Cast podcast, is they would tease bits and pieces and quotes from their episodes that were coming out on launch day, and they would continue to email their list and reveal more. It was almost like an event. You know, you hear these concerts that are being put on in your area, and on the radio they say, and we're going to announce another guest artist who's going to be there. Selena Gomez is going to be joining us. For those of you who love Selena, like, get your tickets and blah, blah, blah. And then the next day it's like, oh my gosh, Justin Bieber is going to be there. And, you know, obviously depends on your target audience, and those types of people wouldn't resonate with some others, but, you know, you get the gist. So teasing bits and pieces, teasing who your first initial guests are. And again, really the overall theme here is just make a huge deal out of it. And treat it like an event, treat the launch of your podcast like an event, which means you treat the pre-launch of your podcast like you would treat the pre-launch of an event. So tease it, share bits and pieces of it, get people excited, have a date that it's going to come out, and then just blow their minds when they kind of get access to it. And then, again, like I said, I think that launch group is going to work out very well too. So keep me posted, Luke. I appreciate you, and I wish you all the best. Thank you so much for the question today. We're going to send you an Ask Pat T-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And I also want to give a shout-out to everybody else out there who has asked questions, because obviously without these questions, the show wouldn't exist. So I appreciate you guys. So head on over to askpat.com if you have any questions, and I would love to listen to them and potentially have them here on the show. And of course, you get a free T-shirt if you get featured, just like Luke did today. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day from Neil Patel. He says, "You can't just place a few buy buttons on your website and expect your visitors to buy." There's a lot more to that, obviously. So keep that in mind. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.